Let's move into the classroom. And really, we're taking so many of the elements of the personal module and just applying them here because we're all human and we're all working together. So yeah, the classroom is an ecosystem. We've discussed your ecosystem and how the many elements of your life add up to create your overall well-being. Well, your classroom is its own ecosystem with its own set of elements of which you are one. Just like the level of wellness of your relationships, career, creative expression, etc. are all going to affect your overall wellness, the level of wellness of each element of the classroom is going to affect the overall wellness of the classroom. And from the top down, the overall wellness of the classroom is going to affect the individual wellness of each element, each student, and you. You see, nothing in the natural world is a closed system. Everything flows, connects, and affects in all directions. The point being, you matter, and how you show up matters. And same goes for each student. How they show up matters. But we can't control each student. We can't control anyone beyond our own skin. We can only do our best with our own reflection and hold space for and inspire others to do their best. You are the apex of the classroom ecosystem. What does that mean? Well, all elements of the ecosystem are incredibly important to the flow, but you as a teacher have one of the greatest effects and roles here. This perspective is largely why I built this program, because supporting you is going to be one of the most effective and sustainable ways of supporting your students, not just for the year, but potentially for their lives. So what affects the ecosystem? The personality of the classroom, how it's designed, flows, the colors, the organization, etc. The teacher and all other adults in the classroom. How they show up physically, mentally, and emotionally, both each day and in general. The students, how they show up each day and in general, physically, emotionally, and mentally. The collective effort, the challenges, both voluntary and involuntary, that the classroom goes through. This could be doing a month-long math challenge, or it could be the coming together to support a family in need. It's about how these challenges are managed. The level of harmony and camaraderie, how cohesive, kind, and compassionate the group is and how well they support individual and collective growth. Interactions with external conditions. This could be the effects of a visitor or a major change in schedule, or it could be outside of the school altogether and a natural disaster or a political change. And finally, trauma and resilience, both collectively and individually. Your role. You play two major roles in your classroom ecosystem. As the apex of the ecosystem, you have a major effect on your students. Who you are and how you show up every day is going to largely shape the students for the year and even for their lives. There is so much more to school than academics. It's an opportunity to be around so many personalities and go through so many experiences, both together and individually, to better understand who you are as you grow up. Having an angry, exhausted teacher will teach students something about themselves and how they want to show up and how they should show up. Same goes for the compassionate teachers, the playful teachers, the discerning teachers, and so on. You all play a very unique role in these kids' lives, and at the core of you, beyond your own struggles, is an amazing individual. The goal isn't to disown your struggles, but to manage them so that you can have your best day and also influence all those little sponges that surround you. Because you're not angry or depleted. That's just something that happens under mismanaged stress. You're also the conductor of your ecosystem. You have the greatest level of control over how things flow. This is going to be a reflection of your own level of flow and how you are able to manage the victories and losses of your own life. Much of this comes down to attitude, because regardless of how much stress you have, it's how you view it and manage it that makes a difference. reflection, awareness, authenticity, and alignment. So let's go back to some of the details of the personal module. Regardless of how you mask it, what is going on within you is going to be reflected into all you do and all your interactions. Want to change your experience? Come back to who you are and how you are showing up. If we look at the classroom, if you want to change your classroom's experience, all you can do, because we can't change others, is change who you are and how you are showing up. I'll say this a million times. This isn't to shame you. This is a pay attention, notice what's going on, and question why. You can't even begin to make a positive change for yourself if you don't know why. How present you are and aware of what is going on within the classroom ecosystem is going to enable you to maximize your ability to successfully conduct the flow. Goals and big visions are so important. However, remember that the future is built off of the present, and the present is the only place you have control. Thus, the best way to ensure meeting your goals and becoming your vision is from being fully present and fully authentic. Just like you have your own best self and true self, so does the classroom. Knowing the two and using the classroom best self as a goal to continuously align with is going to help keep the true shape of the classroom on track with its best. Again, this is not about being perfect, but about being the best version of yourself in the moment, given the circumstances. Observation. Let's just step back for a second, because I have covered a lot. But again, we have 10 whole months to work on this, so now is not the time to be implementing big changes. Just take what you have learned with all of this and allow it to remain in your mind as you go through this first month of school. Just pay attention to your classroom from this perspective. Try to do it without an ounce of judgment. Oh, I showed up in a bad mood and I was not nice to the student because of it. Try to just notice with a heightened level of curiosity. Before you change anything, you must truly, honestly understand all of the components of what is happening, both in the class ecosystem and in your ecosystem. And if you're judging the process, you're going to lose some of the honesty. If there are little changes that seem very easy and obvious to make, then go ahead and do it. But please do not do anything big and do not force anything. Just notice what's going on and what you're seeing from this slightly new perspective. There is no practice to apply in the classroom this month, just observation and paying attention. Start to notice what your baseline is with your class and with yourself personally so you know what to build the next month off of. I intentionally didn't ask you to create goals for yourself for the whole year because that can get a bit overwhelming. And frankly, who you are in September is so different than who you are in June. Instead, I asked you to create monthly goals so that each month you are again building off of the month before. Ideally, this supports you in staying very close and intentional with what you're doing without putting too much force on yourself.